Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Tov Yud Gimel. We are on the bottom of page Reish Ayin Ches. We're about to turn on to page 556. Simin Tov Yud Gimel is Din HaMa'orev L'Rabim. The halachos of a person who's making an era for the Rabim. The Machaber says in Sif Aleph, HaMa'orev L'Rabim Mishalo. A person who's making an era for a lot of people from his own stuff. Omer, he says, Hare Eru Zeh Bishvil Kol B'nei Ha'ir. Behold, this Erev is for all the members of the city. Ubelvat Sheyehebo Mezon Shtei Sudos L'Kol Echad. As long as there is enough food for two Sudos worth for each person that's going to be included. V'chol Mishe Yirtze Yismoch Alav. And then anyone that wants can rely on this Erev. V'tzarech Lezakos Lehem Ayidei Acher Haro'ui Kamo Be'eru Chatzeros. You will also have to be mezake the Erev to these people through someone that is fitting to do the zikui, like we had by Erev Chatzeros. The Ayin La'el Simin Shinsa Mechvav Sif Yud. Not only that, the Mechaber then says, V'tzarech Lahodiyam, you also have to inform the people that you made the Erev for them before Shabbos. V'chol mi shahodiyom mi bodyom, and anyone that you informed that you made the Erev Tchumim for him and you informed him before Shabbos, afilu lo gomar belibo lismuch olav mi bodyom, even if he did not decide to take advantage and use that Erev before Shabbos, elo li'acha shechashcha, he only decided to take advantage of this Erev after Shabbos started, havi Erev, it is a good Erev. Aval im lo hodiyom mi bodyom, eino yachol lismuch olav la'acha shetechshach. But if you didn't inform him about the Erev before Shabbos, then he cannot rely on it after Shabbos started. So again, you have to make sure that he knows about it before Shabbos. He does not have to decide he's going to use it till after Shabbos starts, but he must know about it before Shabbos. If he didn't know it before Shabbos, then it's not going to work. V'chein mi shehinyach Erev l'chol Shabbos Hashanah. And so too, someone who put an Erev Tchumen down for all the Shabbosos of the year, v'omar, and he said, Eizem mehen she'ertze eilech v'esmoch alav, for any Shabbos that I want, I'm going to rely on this Erev, afal pi shelo gomar v'libu alamochar. Even though he didn't make his decision until the next day, till Shabbos, yachol lismoch alav, he can still rely on this Erev. V'chein misha shama sheyesh l'chacham lavo. So to a person who hears that a chacham is coming for Shabbos, v'eino yodeo le'ezu ruach, he doesn't know which direction the chacham is coming in. V'hiniach shnei eruvim, and therefore he placed down before Shabbos two eruvim. V'omar, and he said, la'oso tzad sheyavo a chacham, to whichever direction the chacham comes, yikne li eruv. That's the eruv that I want to be a kinyan for myself. So the din is, lo ruach shebolo ha'chacham kanalo. So whatever direction the Chacham comes in, that's the Erev that takes effect. Oim Omar, or if he said, Im lo yavo klal elya kibne iri, he made two Eruvin in two different directions, but he also stipulated that if the Chacham doesn't come, then I don't want either of them to take effect, I want to be like the members of my city. Oim yavo shnayim, or if two Tamidei Chachamim come, he said, Lomokom she'ertze eilech, then I'll be able to choose the place that I want to go on Shabbos. Hakol lefi tano. It all goes according to his tnai. As long as he made this tnai, when he put down his Erev or his Erevin before Shabbos, he can make his decision on Shabbos, and we'll see this as relying on Breira, as the Mishabura will explain. One more case in the Mechaber, V'cheinim amar l'shnaim l'shlosha. So too, if a person said to two or three people, Hareini ma'orav al eza mikem she'ertze, I'm making an Erev for whichever of you I want, afal pish lo birer es misha rotza at she'techshach, even though he did not decide who he's doing the Erev for until it became Shabbos, have a Erev, it still will be a good Erev. So let's begin the Mishabura back in the beginning of the Simen, Sukkotan Aleph, l'rabim mishalo. The Mechaber set up the case that one person was making an Erev from his own food for the Rabbim. Says the Mishnah Berura, it doesn't have to be that case that he's supplying the food. The gam bin nosnu kol echa b'fni atzmo. So too, if each person gave him food on their own, and he's putting the Erev down on behalf of everyone, kishemeniach echod b'shvilam, when one is placing the Erev down on behalf of everyone, tzarech lomar b'shah shemeniach, he has to say at the time of placement, shumeniach l'shem Erev l'chol b'nei ha'ir, that he's putting it down l'shem Erev for all the members of the city, ukedel'el b'simen tof tes, like we said earlier. Ella, but the Kishenosein Erev Mishalo, but in the case of the Mechaber chooses to discuss where he's putting his own food on behalf of others, kishenosein eruv mishalo bishvil kulam, then sarach lezakos mitchila al yidei acher bishvilam kodem shemanichol. Then he needs the extra step of being mezaked first through someone else on behalf of the members of the city before he puts it down. Bazakta mishabura, the same din in terms of what he has to say applies whether he's using his own food on behalf of them or he's using their food that they gave him. Either way, he has to stipulate that this is an eruv for all the members of the city. The only chiluk is in the case of the mechaber, where he's using his own food on behalf of others, he must be mezakeh the food through a third party before Shabbos starts, and then he puts down the eruv. Sifkaton beis. The Mechaber says as long as he has food of shtei seudos for each person, v'afilu beliftan, even if he just has the things that accompany bread, he needs that amount l'mezon shtei seudos sagi. As long as he has enough that would be eaten as the liftan for two seudos, that would be enough, like we learned earlier, kedel el besim and tov te'asiv zayim. L'kol echad, for each person. Zakta Mishabura, why is it that when it comes to an Erev Tchumen, we need two Seudos worth for every person that's going to be using the Erev? Masha'enke, when it came to an Erev Chatzeros, their two Seudos of food was enough for everyone. So says the Mishabura, V'lodami le'Erev Chatzeros. This is not similar to an Erev Chatzeros. Debe mizon shtei Seudos l'kulam sagi. That if you have food for two Seudos, it's enough for everyone. V'shom ha'Erev hu mishum de'echad oser al chavero. The reason why two Seudos works on behalf of everyone by an Erev Chatzeros is because when it comes to an Erev Chatzeros, one person asks on his friend, and through making an Erev, we're joining them together. And therefore, one joining together is enough for many people. When it comes to an Erev Tchumen, nobody has to do with the other person. Each person, when they want to walk on Shabbos beyond their 2,000 amos, tzarech likno shvisa le'atzmo. They have to be called a shvisa on their own. V'kach tzarech mazon shtei sudas kolecha. Therefore, you have to have enough of two sudas for the food for each person. So basically, what the Mishabur is telling us is, when it comes to an Eir Tchumen, each person is independent, so each person needs shtei sudas for his Eir to be chal. When it comes to an Eir Chatzeros, the whole purpose is to join everyone together, so two sudas worth will be enough for many people. Sifkaton Dalet, v'ayin la'el besimin shin samech vav. Says the Mishabura Sifkaton Dalet, v'ayin la'el besimin shin samech vav, v'shom nisboyer mihu aroy liskos ayado. There we discussed who the person is that you can be mezake, the food of the Eiriv, through them on behalf of others. Uleinyan mihu sheroy lehasel shliach lanochas ha'eruv, in terms of who is fitting to be appointed as the shaliach in the placement of the eruv, nizbar b'simin tov tes sivches, that was already discussed earlier, who the shaliach could be for the placement of the eruv, that was in simin tov tes sivches. Sivkotan hey, the Mechaber said, v'tzarech lehodiyam, you must inform them, mishum da'ayidei zeh, through that, halo mafsit chum shel tzar asheni. By making an Erev in one direction, as we have learned, you have taken away from that person the ability to walk in the other direction. Maybe he's not interested in that. So it's not like we can say over here, Zachan Adam Shel Bafanav, it's not Be'etzim Eschus, because only if you want to go north, and the Erev is put in the northern direction, so then it's Eschus. But let's say you put the Erev for me in the north, and I really want to go south. By you putting it north, you're taking away the ability for me to walk south, so therefore you have to inform the person before it to make sure he's happy with it. Sivkaton Vav. We said, V'chol Misho Dio Mi Bod Yom. As long as he knew about it before Shabbos started, he doesn't even have to commit to using it till after Shabbos has started. Says the Mishamura Mi Bod Yom, V'afibu Ben Hashmasho Sagi B'dievet. Even if you only informed him about it during Ben Hashmasho, that's going to be okay B'dievet. Kein Kasa Prima Godem V'ayim Be'er Locha. Sivkaton Zayin Afibu L'gomer B'libo. Even if he didn't commit to using it till afterwards, the Amrina, because we say, Huvra Hadavar, the item is clarified, Shekodem Zman Knias Erev, that before the time that the Erev took effect, Daito Lakachoya, his mind was on this, Kevan Shiyoda Mitchila, since he knew about it before. Masha'enkein Beshalohu Diuhu Mibodyom, which is not the case, if he didn't even inform him about it before Shabbos, Lo Shayach Lomar de Huvra, you can't say, now it's clarified, they knew about it before, Kevan Shalohu Yoda Klaal Mibodyom, since he knew nothing about it before Shabbos, it's not going to work. But if he knew about it before Shabbos, even though he only locks into it on Shabbos, then we could say Breira that it works from before Shabbos. Sivkotun ches yochol lismo cholov. Vuhunami mishum da amrinan huvra hadover de konim and ashmashos daitu hoyakach. This case as well, where he put the Erev down for the whole year, and then on each individual Shabbos, he decides if he wants to tap into it, that's going to be okay, because there we also say Breira that it was Kodem Shabbos, really that was what his mind was on. This whole sif is going with that which we hold, that when it comes to the Rabbanans, we hold the Yesh Breira, and therefore you can make a decision on Shabbos, and that could determine really what you had in your mind from before Shabbos, and the Erev was placed down, as long as you knew about it from before Shabbos. Upashit, it is obvious, the Choze im Balaila lo holach mebeisu lo tzarasheni. It's pasha that if you want to decide on Shabbos day to use a certain Erev in a certain direction, it's only going to work if you didn't yet go in the opposite direction on the Shabbos. Because if you went in the opposite direction, you can't now say that it's Huver L'mafreya, the Erev was that way, because then you did an Avera by going in the opposite direction where you weren't allowed to go. So only if you didn't really move from your place, then you could choose to tap into the Erev going in the north, 4,000 Amos. But if you already went to the south, and that would be beyond where you can go if you tap into your Erev that was made 2,000 Amos from your Makom Shvis in the north, so that already would not be allowed. Then the Mechaber told us, if you heard a Chacham was coming, you don't know which direction, you put down two Erevin in the two directions, and you said whatever direction he comes in, that's the area that I want my Erev to be Kaina, so then the din is, L'ruach Shebalu HaChacham Kanolo, whichever way the Chacham comes, that's the Erev that's Kona Shvisa for you. Says the Mishabura, Velomi boya im kvar boha chacham kodem ben ashmoshos lausa ruach. Needless to say, if the chacham already showed up before ben ashmoshos to that direction, elo shehu lohaya yodea lahechan ba, just you didn't know which direction he already came to, ad lomocha shenishmalo, until you found out about it the next day. That's needless to say, he was there already, but vada kona lausa ruach. Then for sure, you were kona shvisa in the direction where the chacham was already there before Shabbos, the gilui milsa ba'almahu, because then it's just revealing the item, the gloi milsa hashta, the ahu erev kona, because now you're just revealing now on Shabbos that erev was already kona before Shabbos. Ella, rather, the chiddush over here is, afilu haya ha-chacham rachok misham ben ashmashas b'soch ha-tchum. Even though the chacham was far away during ben ashmashas within the tchum, shel sof arba'a alofim shalo. So if you take 4,000 amos from where I am, so that overlaps the area of the tchum of the chacham. V'im kein efsher shelo gomer oz ha-chacham b'daitu klal lovel otoch arba'a alofim shalo. Therefore, we don't know before Shabbos that the Chacham ever had in mind to come within my tchum. Maybe he was never going to come in. Maybe he had in his mind to not move at all from his place. And then the Mela, my Erev is not Kone. Afilu Hachi still. Amrinan de Mahani Tano Mishum Breira. We still say that your Tanai works with Breira. Da Amrinan Huver Lam Afreya de Lausu Tzad Sheba Chacham Hayam Me Esmol Omid Lakach. We say it's revealed retroactively to that direction that the Chacham came, that already from yesterday it was Omid for that purpose. So the Mishabur is telling us over here in Sivkatan Tes, that needless to say, if the Chacham already arrived to one of the sides, and I didn't know which side it was, that there it's simple that the Erev works, because it's Huvr, when I found out Shabbos day, it's Huvr L'mafreya, that Erev was already Kona, because the Chacham was already there on that side before Shabbos. But even if the Chacham did not leave before Shabbos, and my Erev going to the north and going to the south would allow me either to go 4,000 Amos to the north, or 4,000 Amos to the south, and the Chacham was not within my 4,000 Amos, but my 4,000 Amos where my Tchum of my Erev would end overlaps with where he is, but I don't know if he ever had in mind to enter into my Tchum so I can reach him, or he didn't. Either way, if he ends up entering in, so we would say it's Huvr L'mafreya that the Erev in that direction took effect so I can go to where the Chacham ends up being. And finally, Sivkatan Hey, the last case of a mechaber was a person says to two or three people, I'm making an Erev on whichever you I choose to make the Erev for, even though he didn't clarify who it was until Shabbos started, it's a good Erev. Says the Mishabura, the Amrinam, we say, Kevan Sharatz Akshav, since he wants now for that person, Mistama ben Ashmashosh, whose man Kinias Erev Yagamkin Daitu Lahai. We say, Mistama during ben Ashmashosh, which was the time that the Kinyan of the Erev takes effect, he also had this person in mind, and that's going to work as well, Midin Breira. There's one bir halacha over here that I like to read on page 556, the top bir halacha v'tzarech lahodiyam. Again, the Mechaber said that you must inform the people that you made the Erev Tchumen for them. You must inform them before Shabbos, even though they don't have to choose to tap into it till Shabbos starts. So says the Bar Halacha, V'im hodia l'kol b'nei ha'ir. Let's say you inform the entire membership of the city, v'kulam nisratzu lismol chazeh, and they all wanted to rely on this Erev Tchumen, aval lohoya shir mazon shnei su'udas l'kol echad. But l'maisa, you didn't put down enough food that would be the shir of shnei su'udas for every single person of the city. So then, yesh l'ayin, there is what to investigate, im afilu miktsasen yecholim leilich. Let's say you put enough food for 10 people and you made an announcement to the whole city and everyone wanted to tap into it. So do we say, afilu miktsasen yecholim leilich? Are some of the people, let's say 10 people, if there's enough food for, are 10 people allowed to tap into it? Kevan shu zika al yidei acher l'kulam, since you were mezake through another person on behalf of everyone, nimtza de kulam yeshlem chelok be'eruv. It turns out that every single person in the city has a chelok in the eruv, pachos mekashir v'lo mahani. So I only have enough food for 10 people, I announce it to everyone, everyone tapped in, so maybe no one gets it, because when you split it amongst the whole city, it's not a shir for any of the people there. Odenema, or maybe we should say, demasho dia l'chol b'nei ha'ir, that which you informed all the members of the city, lohaya kavanoso rak mi sheyirtza lismuch ala eruvo yuchol lismuch. Maybe all you meant by announcing it to the city was that whoever wants to tap into the Erev, so they'll be covered by your Erev. And the way you mezakeh through another person was also in that form. So when you'll walk tomorrow with a certain amount of people, al smacha Erev, Nomar will say, the hover l'mafreya. It will clarify retroactively that elu hanoshim haya kavanah v'tzarachin. So the suffix, the tzarachin of the bir halacha is as follows. I made a grand announcement to the city that I'm making an erev on behalf of everyone. But l'maisa, there's not enough on the erev on behalf of everyone. So do we say, since I said it's for everyone and everyone was excited about it, so therefore we split it up amongst everyone and it's not a proper share for anyone and no one can use it? Or do we say, no, I really had in my mind, what I meant was I did it for everyone so that whoever taps into it up to the amount of people that I have enough food for, so then it will be good. And then when that amount of people decides to use it, we say it's clarified retroactively that I made it for those 10 people and therefore it would be good. So do we look at but the words that he said it's for the whole city and it's not enough food for Erev Tchumen for all the members of the city so it works for no one? Or do we say he just meant that it should be used for whoever wants to tap into it up to the amount of food that we have for that amount of people, they can use it and therefore we would say Yesh Breira L'mafreya, that whoever decides to use it, again, obviously up to that amount of food, the amount of people, it would work for those people. And he ends off at Tzarachian. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem in the next year with Simon Tov Yodalud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.